Obviously, I feel very proud. At the same time, also a sense of huge responsibility to be the first Black person in Canadian history to be named the Minister of Justice and Solicitor General. So I am overwhelmed with joy and a sense of responsibility because I know that all Black people all over the world have expressed their joy. I have received calls and emails and text messages from all over the world about the sense of pride and joy that they feel that one of their own is being named for the first time in Canadian history, the Minister of Justice and Solicitor General, which happens to also be responsible for the Provincial Secretary and the Keeper of the Great Seal for this province of Alberta.
How significant is this appointment to you personally, your immediate family in Alberta, Canada, and in Nigeria?
Peter, you know, I can tell you right now that my immediate family in Canada, it's just me and my wife and my three children. They are full of joy. This historic moment is not lost on them. They are overwhelmed with joy. And of course, my family in Nigeria, Peter, I can tell you there is a huge celebration going on in Nigeria. I have received a congratulatory message from the president of Nigeria. I've spoken with the vice president of Nigeria, various state governors, and the deputy governors of my own home state where I was born, Imo State, and the deputy governor of Akwa Ibom State, which is where my own wife comes from, and leaders from the African continent. I am proud that I have given them the continent, my country of birth, Nigeria, the village where I was born and raised, you know, Peter, a small village in southeast Nigeria called Mbese. And indeed, in my immediate family, my siblings, my sisters and brothers, an opportunity to feel proud and be joyful.
As the new Justice Minister, what's your vision for the province?
You know, Peter, I have a huge responsibility and one that I take very seriously, especially at this point in time in our history where Black people all over the world are yearning for justice, equality, and an environment in which they can grow, raise their children, build their families and businesses, and achieve their God-given potential. I am very much committed, you know, to making sure that justice is applied in a way that doesn't give any considerations to where you come from, the color of your skin, the sound of your mother's tongue. At the end of the day, I am very committed to making sure that my province of Alberta will be a shining example to how a functional democracy, a just society that provides equal opportunities and protection under the law for all of our citizens, regardless of their tribe, ethnicity, and all kinds of considerations. And I think that my province of Alberta continues to be the first in so many things. And I have no doubt that we will get there together.
For those who want to follow your lead, I'm talking about African immigrants and African immigrants around the world. What's your message to them, particularly when immigrants are coming under criticisms and in some places attacks?
Absolutely. You know, Peter, that's an excellent, question. Let me say this, oftentimes it is lost on people that I came to this country 15 years ago, Peter. I have always said to our community, hard work, that work ethic, they believe in the rule of law. Stay out of trouble. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And be involved in the community. Be a good, responsible citizen. You are going to experience discrimination and racism. You are going to hear bad things said about you. But at the end of the day, I say to them, if you abide by the rule of law, if your head is in the right place, if you work hard, we as a community and individually as immigrants, we can knock down all of those barriers and build a successful life right here in our province.